From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, February 8th. Coming up, we'll hear a conversation with comedian Victoria Vincent about her success as a black woman in comedy. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Three Democratic lawmakers in Springfield are pushing to make fertility services more accessible. Their measures would require health insurers to cover the diagnosis and treatment of infertility. This includes methods such as in vitro fertilization. It would also cover costs for standard fertility preservation or saving eggs and sperm for any interested patient. Senator Natalie Toro from Chicago says these procedures can cost upwards of $15,000 out of pocket.
I've had heavy conversations expressing our dreams of having a family while facing financial barriers that limit our ability to preserve our fertility.
Toro and her colleagues say this is part of a broader effort to increase access to reproductive care in Illinois. Some Illinois lawmakers say this is the year they'll approve a statewide child tax credit. Alex Degman reports.
The latest proposal would offer families $300 per child if they make less than the state's median household income. That's $50,000 a year for a single parent and up to $75,000 for a married couple. Democratic State Senator Omar Aquino says that amount of money can make a huge difference.
That is money that's going directly into people's pockets that they get to decide how they want to utilize it. And studies show they spend it right in their communities.
A different bill sets the amount at $700 per child, but advocates say they need to pass a child tax credit soon, and the smaller amount is more palatable given state budget pressures. I'm Alex Degman.
A judge is denying former President Donald Trump's bid to stall an objection to his place on Illinois' primary election ballot. Dave McKinney reports.
Trump's lawyers had wanted Cook County Judge Tracy Porter to delay an Illinois objection to his candidacy until after the U.S. Supreme Court decides his eligibility for re-election. The nation's high court is reviewing a Colorado case over whether Trump's alleged role in inflaming the fatal January 6th attack on the nation's capital violated the 14th Amendment, which blocks insurrectionists from seeking public office. A group of Illinois voters is objecting to Trump's candidacy on similar grounds. Porter ruled against Trump's bid for delay, but she also decided not to fast-track the case, as the Illinoisans who filed the objection wanted. Instead, the judge set a February 16th hearing when she could decide the dispute. This is Dave McKinney.
It's been a year since 21-year-old Rantoul resident Azan Lee was shot and killed by police. Illinois Student Newsroom's Farah Anderson reports community members gathered last night to honor Lee's life.
Rantoul police officer Jose Aceve shot and killed Azan Lee while investigating a stolen car. Lee's aunt, Allison Anderson, says his life was cut too short.
Well, I just feel like we need justice for his family, for us.
Local activists have filed a complaint with the Attorney General's office alleging Lee's civil rights were violated when he was searched and killed. Lee's family members agree. They say they'd like to see the police department acknowledge this. The Rantoul Police's own investigation last year concluded the officer's actions were warranted. I'm Farah Anderson, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll hear a conversation with comedian Victoria Vincent about her success as a black woman in comedy. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Season 51 of Nova continues with new episodes throughout February. Episode 2 explores the mysterious origins of Easter Island. Next, Episode 3 takes viewers on a journey through three decades of engineering innovations that led to the rise of the Eiffel Tower. And Episode 4 tracks the revolutionary breakthrough that's unlocking the secrets of ancient DNA. Stream a new episode the first three Wednesdays in February with the PBS app. Visit your device's app store now to download the free PBS app.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Victoria Vincent is a rising star in the Chicago comedy scene and is performing at the Illini Union this Friday, February 9th at 7 p.m. I recently spoke with Vincent about her success, what it's like being a black woman in comedy, and being the only comedian in a family of medical professionals.
I am a rich kid. Let me say something. You can be black and privileged and still amount to nothing. In my defense, I didn't know I was a rich kid. I think my dad is the only surgeon who exclusively eats at Cracker Barrel.
Victoria, thank you so much for joining me. Nearly your entire family is in the medical field. How did you start to pursue comedy?
It took a minute. I think I kind of fought it, just seeing, like, you know, especially because I'm, you know, African-American and, you know, seeing successful people in medicine or just in life, it seemed like medicine was such a highly respected job, and watching the respect that my father received as a surgeon. And that kind of pushed me towards medicine. But I was like 11 when I asked for Stephen Colbert's book for my birthday. Like, 30 Rock came out when I was like about to start high school. So I was obsessed with 30 Rock, and I was obsessed with like the writing process, and I just became obsessed with comedy writers, but it was always a hobby. You know, I went to college pre-med. I graduated with a physiology degree and went on to do that program, and then was working in medicine. And then I was like, okay, now that I have a stable job. And once I got that job, I was like, okay, now you can take a look into this like hobby. You know, I don't want to say I didn't think I'd be this good at it, but I never thought of it as a career. I always thought of it as a social aspect. And the first time I was on stage, even at an open mic, I just fell in love with that feeling, and I couldn't stop doing it. So, you know, for 4 years, I was doing both. This is my first year doing comedy full time. You know, I got into this festival that's a really big deal for comedy, and I was like, okay, maybe you can do this. And then it just kept, I kept getting more and more opportunities to where at a point I couldn't deny it.
You mentioned being an African-American when you were thinking about medicine and thinking about your career. What is it like being an African-American and a woman in the comedy world?
It's definitely interesting. I love it. Like, I seriously love doing it. And what I find is that I've had such a unique perspective. I think that there is a chokehold we put on people in any form of entertainment or anything when you're in the spotlight, where they have to be a certain type of way. So when I became a comedian, that was like this weird alternative girl that people expected to be more someone who was white. I think that really like shook people for a while. Like, the stuff I'm into is not what society forces onto us as Black people. And I think that that's what's made my comedy successful in some aspects, where it comes to like, if you know anything like about code switching, where it's like, you know, a lot of people talk about the aspect of applying, being able to relate yourself to all crowds. I grew up in a lot of white spaces. I mean, if you've seen my TikTok or anything I do online, that's what my experience is talking about. The experience of being a Black person in white spaces my whole life.
I had a lot of white friends, not for any particular reason. You guys are just always around. Statistically. I think my white friends thought they were getting a cool Black friend, but I was like, buckle up. I used to play The Sims for 12 hours and read fan fiction.
And people laugh at those things, and it's funny, and it's fine because that is the social commentary, right? It's funny because you didn't expect it. And that's what my whole thing is. I was always into comics and anime, and I was into punk. And I was very much an emo kid through and through, still an emo kid. And so I think that gave me an advantage in comedy, because to me it did, even though some people are like, oh, that must suck because you feel like you're this one outlier out. But I felt like it gave me advantage, because I was talking about things people didn't expect. And I'm a weird person. I'm weird. I love being weird. And I don't think they let us be weird. But it is nice to be able to see Black girls just be weird and not having to have our identity tied to a certain lifestyle.
What would you say to people who might have reservations or fears, but they want to pursue something like comedy? Is there any advice that you would give them?
I think the biggest advice is something that I give to people that I don't know is the universal advice that people will give. Like, I think that there's this idea of the pursuit of a dream just for the pursuit of a dream. And I'm all for that, as long as it doesn't affect my ability to live. There are practical ways to do any career. Like, let's say you want to be a comedian. Okay, stand-up isn't taking off for you. Writing is an option. Take any facet of writing and make that into a job. But what I will say is, if you find this dream that you think is unattainable, take the realistic steps you have to do that dream, and then have a backup plan. You have to. I don't care what anyone says. There has to be a backup plan.
I go to therapy. No, there's no natural segue. I'm depressed. I go to therapy. Does anyone else go to therapy to talk about how funny they are?
All joking aside, Victoria Vincent, who still holds her medical license, says she talks a lot about the importance of mental health in her comedy, and she hopes to normalize the topic through her stand-up. You can catch Victoria Vincent performing at the Illini Union in Urbana on Friday, February 9th at 7 p.m. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy and breezy with a slight chance of showers and a high of 58 degrees. South wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 45 miles per hour. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, Dave McKinney, Farah Anderson, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.